cannot stress enough, if you are getting into Medicare or have any Medicare needs, call me at 970-413-4939. If you have other insurance needs, such as life, dental, heart attack, cancer, and stroke, call me at 970-413-4939. Again, for Medicare needs, call me, Sam Shook, at 970-413-4939.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Some organizations and businesses say making sure everyone is inoculated is a good health idea. Others believe that requirement would infringe on their rights.
The Aurora Public Schools announced earlier this week that all staff and faculty at its buildings will be required to have a COVID-19 vaccination before the start of the new school year in the fall. Medical and religious exemptions will be allowed, but simply not wanting to will not be considered a valid reason not to have the shots. Republicans in the state legislature are promoting a bill to block Colorado employers from requiring inoculations of workers and to prevent businesses from requiring them of customers. Representative Kim Ransom represents Lone Tree.
It seeks to shield individuals from forced vaccination by outlying mandates and using private businesses as the long arms of the law.
That bill is not expected to pass either house of the democratically controlled General Assembly. I'm Jim Williams.
The city and county of Denver is set to announce later today that they'll plan to move to level clear this weekend. That means everywhere will be open at 100% capacity without social distancing. Several other Colorado towns and counties like Weld and Douglas have already taken that step. Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties are all planning to go to level clear on Sunday. Officially, the state of Colorado's mask mandate is still in place. The state health department says it is reviewing new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on wearing masks. The latest guidance is that fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear them in most places. For now, the existing mask rules in Colorado remain in effect. Governor Jared Polis has said the state will be updating the mask order to follow CDC guidance shortly. The Colorado Avalanche have the best regular season record in the NHL and have won only their third ever President's Cup. The team also clinched the top seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 5-1 win over the LA Kings last night. They'll play the St. Louis Blues in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game one will be on Monday night. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Prescriptions for mood stabilizers and sleep have spiked. If you're looking for a safe, natural alternative for stress and sleep problems, you'd be wise to explore the power of CBD. In fact, 9 out of 10 CBDistillery.com customers report CBD helps calm their minds and helps them get better sleep. Now, when you enter coupon code Colorado at checkout at CBDistillery.com, you save 20% on your order. If the products you take to relieve joint and muscle discomfort have stopped working, you may have developed a tolerance to it. If so, you should try CBD, a safe, natural alternative. 8 out of 10 CB Distillery customers said CBD helps with discomfort after physical activity. CBD is a powerful extract from hemp, and you never need a prescription at CBDistillery.com. If you haven't discovered the proven power of CBD, you're missing out. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter coupon code Colorado at checkout for 20% off your order. That's CBDistillery.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003. or 1360KHNC.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big conspiracy.
Live from the chemo infusion center in a hospital somewhere on the West Coast. Because why? Why would one do a radio show while getting chemotherapy treatment? Because the show must go on, that's why, and the show is going on. That show is the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on 1360 AM, KHNC, Roar of the Rockies, doggone it. I'm Glenn Tate, the co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is heard every Saturday at 9 AM, right here on 1360 AM. So glad you can be here to listen today. Well, today we have two topics that are related but don't seem related, and those two topics are, and by the way, I'd like to give folks an overview of the topic at the beginning of the show so you can decide if you want to spend the next hour with us or not, because your time is valuable and I respect your time. I think each time you hear the topics, you're going to be like, I think I have an hour for this. I think this makes sense. This is something I need to know. Topic number one, the lack of preparedness on display with the pipeline gas shortage stuff. All these people on the East Coast and the South doing amazingly dumb things to try to get gasoline. We'll go into it. It's comical. You should feel good about yourself. And then the second topic, which doesn't seem related but actually is related, we have the top 100 items, a list, the top 100 items that go the fastest in a crisis. And this started off as a list that was based on the Bosnian experience, and then it's been updated, and people all over the world that have run into crises like Argentina's debasement of their currency and hyperinflation. Like that could ever happen in America? No, of course not. Hey, America doesn't start with an A like Argentina. Oh, never mind, it does. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, those sorts of things. And then Russia with their hyperinflation and all that. So it's a top 100 items that go the quickest, which is a great setting for saying, here's some things you need. I view the top 100 list as a shopping list or a checklist. But spoiler alert, number 28 on the list of top 100 things is gas containers, and we're going to talk about that. So you've all seen the pictures, whether it's in the news or on social media or wherever, the pipeline gas shortage on the East Coast. So glad that Colonial Pipeline paid the hackers $5 million, so it's not like we're going to have any more of these now. Oh, we probably are. You've seen it all, gas at the gas stations ran out or got scarce, one of the two, in some places. In other places, it's unaffected. And people, regular average Americans, who by and large are not at all prepared, not even remotely self-reliant, not even understanding that there's a possibility that one day maybe there won't be gas at the gas pump, completely unprepared, they went nuts. Now, they didn't riot and start burning stuff and everything like that, but they did do some incredibly dumb things. Have you seen the pictures, everybody? You know what I'm talking about. The best one, in my opinion, and you have many to choose from. It's hard to pick the best one. people were filling up all kinds of very dangerous containers. I say containers, you know, politely. Some of them weren't even remotely containers. They're filling up all these containers with gasoline to try to get gasoline because they didn't have even a 5-gallon safe normal gas can. And that's the point of all, of this entire show is be the one who has item number 28, which is gas cans, and the other 99 items, because then you won't put yourself in peril like this. My favorite picture of all is the back of a hatchback of some kind with garbage bags, clear garbage bags, full of gasoline. Oh my goodness. How dangerous is that? First of all, a lot of these unprepared people, they don't even have any basic understanding of like what I'll call household science. This is not like, you know, physics or anything. This is just everyone should know that gasoline eats through plastic, and especially the seams in plastic bags are not exactly rigorous. And that if you put gasoline in a garbage bag, it's going to burst or eat through one of the seams, and you're going to have gas dripping. Guess where the gas is dripping? More household science that I think a lot of unprepared Americans who are just sort of consumer zombies and just go about life consuming and being entertained by television and not really being engaged in any meaningful way in the rigors of life. They don't take any time to understand household science. Anyway, you got gas dripping out of the back of your hatchback. What's that next to? An exhaust pipe that's pretty hot. By the way, this happened. A car blew up. I think it was Pennsylvania. There's a news story about this. A woman who had a bunch of non-gas can containers of some kind. I don't know which kind. Her car blew up. She's actually okay, but she's very lucky to not have been horribly disfigured or dead. So you got people filling up. You know, I saw a thing, Tupperware. Guys filling up all these Tupperware things. I saw a staged one, and this has to be staged, because as down as I am on many unprepared Americans, nobody is actually this dumb. It was one of those laundry baskets, you know, that has, like, all the holes in it. Trying to fill that up. Had to be staged. But you get the picture. On display, we have seen the level of preparedness of the average American, and the average American has failed miserably. Now, I need to be fair, need to be accurate, as I often say on this show. I don't need to exaggerate because I've already got really good, solid points to make, and I've got evidence to back it up, so I don't need to, like, supersize it with, you know, fake evidence or anything like that. For every person, I'm guessing, who was filling up a garbage bag full of gasoline, there's probably 10 people that had gas cans, okay? So I don't mean to say everyone on the East Coast was filling up, you know, trash bags full of gasoline, but the fact that even some were, and the fact that nobody stopped them. I mean, I don't get in people's business, but if somebody next to me is filling up a garbage bag full of gasoline, I'm going to say, sir or madam, I really think that's a terrible idea, because I care about your life and you not being disfigured with burns. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the top 100 items you need. We're going to go quickly on it, but you're going to get a lot out of it. Stick around.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
KHNC listeners, this is Sam Shook, your Medicare licensed agent here in Northern Colorado. I want to thank you for your continued support and look forward to many more years serving you. I cannot stress enough, if you are getting into Medicare or have any Medicare needs, call me at 970-413-4939. If you have other insurance needs, such as life, dental, heart attack, cancer, and stroke, call me at 970-413-4939. Again, for Medicare needs, call me, Sam Shook, at 970-413-4939.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we're talking about unprepared Americans on display doing some pretty goofy stuff and showing how completely unprepared they are. And then we're going to talk about the top 100 list of things that go the quickest. Before we start going through the top 100 list, I wanted to give some more, insight. I don't know if that's it, illustration about this lack of preparedness and how a good chunk of Americans just don't get it. They don't understand that life isn't perfect and pristine like they're used to, and that they somehow think they're in charge of everything. Like they're changing the channels on a TV and when it comes to life, and they don't understand that life is going to change the channel on them. So I have a great example of this that illustrates this point pretty well. I think you're going to find this pretty interesting. Several years ago, I was going out to my cabin, and it's out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And some of the telephone lines, not electrical lines, but telephone lines, one of the telephone lines, like, came off of whatever, the pole, and was dangling over the road. It was, like, at about, 6 feet high, about, like, top of a car level. And it was just sitting there. Now, again, it's not an electrical line. It's not like thousands of volts are going through it. But if you clip that thing, the phone company is going to come out and fix it and send you a bill. They're going to make sure everybody's like on overtime and they use premium materials. You know what I mean? They're not going to do it efficiently. They're going to hand somebody a $7,000 bill. That's my theory for clipping this thing. So not a matter of life and death, but if you're driving down this road, there's a telephone line right about where your windshield is. Okay. That's the setting. So I get out. I'm a decent guy. I wasn't in a big hurry, and I get out, put on the hazard lights, and I'm telling people to slow down, and I'm explaining to them, hey, you might want to weave around this other way so you don't have to deal with the telephone pole, right? I wasn't, freaking out. I didn't have my, crossing guard, sixth grade crossing guard, vest on. I wasn't turning it into some authoritarian and telling people their lives are over. It was just kind of common country courtesy that I was doing. So, and 20, 30 people went through and were pretty cool about it, and it was all good. So, again, back to that thing about don't need to exaggerate the number of dopes that are out there. But there were two people that came through that I think are like the people who are putting gasoline in trash bags. One guy, he was this young guy, with this souped up, Subaru or whatever with no muffler. It's got like the airfoil so the Subaru can go like 82 miles an hour instead of its stock speed of 80 or whatever, right? You know who I'm talking about. So he comes zooming up, speeding down this road, and I'm there. I'm in the middle of the road. And I'm motioning with my hands for him to slow down, and he's not going to do it because he, why would you slow down if a guy's in the middle of the road saying slow down? Because you can't really see this telephone line that's across the road. I mean, I could see it, but, if you're blasting your music and speeding down the road like you're like in some Grand Theft Auto video game, you're probably not really going to be looking for, telephone lines that are about windshield height. And he comes screaming up and goes, blows right past me. I mean, it was kind of scary, to be quite honest. And he goes, and then at the very last minute, he sees that there's a telephone line that he's probably going to clip. And he slams on the brakes, and he barely stops in time. And then he's, like, all mad and kind of, like, burns out and takes off, goes around the little go-around thing. And I thought to myself, what a dope. In a crisis, and whether it's gas not being, at the gas station, or whether it's what's really coming, which would be I don't know, anarchy and a bunch of civil unrest and crazy stuff when they revalue the money and your ATM doesn't work and all those other things. When there's a real crisis, there's going to be some subset of people in this country, and I think quite a few of them actually, that are going to be like this dope and just like just living their life, just zooming really fast into like, and it could have been a real electrical line that could have actually electrocuted the guy, right? Then there was a second guy, and he, I can't make this up. I'm a fiction writer, and I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. This was so good. And he illustrates the other half of the equation when it comes to dopiness of the general population, the unprepared general population. He comes up, he slows down, you know, and he's got this big pickup and stuff. And I said, hey, here's the deal. There's a telephone line across the road. You're probably going to want to go off to the left there and everything like that. And he goes, what, do you think you're in charge? I go, no, I'm not in charge. I don't have any authority. I'm just a guy, right? And I said, hey, if you want to try to go under the line and see if it clears, you know, your truck, be my guest. I said, it's your call. And he looked at me and he goes, it's always my call. Okay, buddy, it's always your call. You and your fierce independence, you just ignore a wire across the road, and you go do your own thing, buddy, because you're in charge. So between super speedy, inattentive teenage guy and it's my call guy, and by the way, he said it, I'm not even kidding, I wish I would have recorded it. He said it in like some cheesy movie voice, like, it's always my call, you know, like that kind of thing. Like he was playing a part or something in an action movie instead of standing in the country talking to me. Anyway, between those kinds of personalities and between the personalities where people really think it's a good idea to fill up the back of your hatchback with trash bags full of gasoline, here's my point. A tremendous number of people in this country, when there's a real crisis, are going to die. And they're going to die by being dummies. And by the gas in the hatchback, the driving through a real electric line that has current in it, or Mr. It's My Call, and then, you know, he gets electrocuted. I think more people are going to die by being dumbos, and I'm trying not to use the word I really want to use, being dumbos, than are going to die from, like, gunshots and gangs and raids and all the kind of cool, interesting stuff. The dumbo death rate will be enormous. Enormous. Anyway, enough about that. I saw those pictures from gasoline lines, and it validated everything I've thought for a number of years. So that's always good when stuff validates it. Well, here's what you really care about, practical stuff, right? I mean, I am the co-host of the Prepping 2.0 show, which is all about preparedness and prepping. We cover all kinds of topics, not just, you know, the normal stuff like how many teaspoons of bleach, you know, do you put in a quantity of water to, like, purify water? Not just that kind of stuff. We get into all kinds of subtopics, like when people come to your house, like your family, and they want to, you know, they want your stuff and you don't want to give it to them, all that other stuff. That's why it's Prepping 2.0. It's the next level of prepping. So here we go with the top 100 list. And before I go through this, I should tell you where you can find this. But I think it's a doggone good thing to print out. I think in all seriousness, this is a checklist and a shopping list. I will say this, many of the items on this top 100 list are going quickly due to all the scarcity and all the inflation and all the supply disruptions you hear about, you know, on Joe Jaquin's show and a bunch of other shows on this radio station, and stuff you see with your own eyes, right? 2 weeks ago, we had a great show about the reality of inflation, and it was just observations by Patreon supporters on the Prepping 2.0 show calling their stuff in. So I know you guys are seeing these sorts of things. So here's where to get this list, the Prepping 2.0 website on the homepage. Prepping2-0.com, prepping2-0.com, and it says it's called the new 100 things that disappear the quickest list. The reason it says new is, as I alluded to in the opening segment, this list started off as the Bosnian list, and it was updated by the Argentinian example, and now it's been updated some more. So here you go. The first 100 things to disappear in a collapse, and I'll just go through them by number, probably won't get through them all. Speaking of going through them one by one, we do one of these on each episode of Prepping 2.0. We, at the very beginning of the show, highlight one of these, do a little bit of talk about it, say, hey, here's why this is a good idea. So every show you listen to, every Prepping 2.0 show, and many of you listening now listen to that show on Saturday mornings, you know what I'm talking about. We sort of remind the audience of these 100 items one at a time. And we also remind ourselves. My co-host is my wife, Shelby Gallagher, and we'll do the list and we'll go, geez, yeah, that's important. We need to go get some of that or something like that. So anyway, number one, generators. Oh boy, the folks in Texas this winter, did they realize that? Generators. Little color commentary. Generators are still available. I would start getting them now. They're getting somewhat more scarce. I can't say that they're unavailable. You got gasoline generators, which have some advantages. Dual fuel, which is gas and propane, which are awesome. Tri-fuel, which is gasoline, propane, and natural gas. If you have natural gas and you have a valve in your house that allows you to use it, tri-fuel is really good. Dual fuel is good. Gasoline only is okay, but you need gasoline. And maybe your neighbor has a hatchback full of trash bags and can get you the gasoline you need. So propane is great. You can get propane tanks, and they last forever on these things. Item number two, and these are not in order of priority, but I'll tell you, numbers one and two have been pretty important so far. Number two, water filtration and purifiers. Holy smokes, this is important stuff, you guys. So many preppers get into this, and they start saying, I'm going to, you know, become a beekeeper, or I'm going to grow mint, and I'm going to trade the mint for all this other stuff. And they kind of, whatever hobby, very specialized thing they have in mind, they like justify that as quote prepping. Let me tell you something, you got to drink water. And there's never been a better time in this country as far as cost and availability goes for water treatment stuff. You can get amazing products from, you know, things that treat like a quart of water to Berkey water filters and Sawyer water filters that treat thousands of gallons. And you can put pretty much raw sewage in, and it comes out completely drinkable. Believe me, technology is amazing. People ask me, what's the one thing I need? If I can only have one thing, and I say water filters. There will be breakdowns in electrical and other energy supplies that will supply this citywide municipal water systems. Water will be gross. It might be stagnant pools. It might be whatever it is that you're forced to drink. And if it's not purified, people are going to die of completely unnecessary, horrible diseases, sicknesses, illnesses like cholera and typhoid. Just look at Haiti after that earthquake. If you need any persuasion about how important water filtration is, you can get a life straw, which is, like the name implies, like a straw, and you just suck water through it and it goes through the filters, about $20. And Amazon, you know, whatever it was, Black Friday sales or whatever, you could get them for $6. You can throw one in your truck, throw one in your car, a couple in your house, backpack. You guys, there's no excuse for not having water filters in this day and age with the cost and availability. And I don't think anybody wants to die of dehydration or watch a family member or even a complete stranger die of dehydration. It's a horrible, horrible death and completely preventable. I think I've made a pretty strong case for getting item number two, water filters and purifiers. Item number three, Zippo lighters, butane fuel, and Bic lighters. You're going to need these. Everyone, you know, matches. They get the waterproof matches. They get like 25 of them. Okay, that's cool. It's not going to last you very long. Huge fan of Zippo lighters. Bic lighters are good, too. Here's a hint, cost-saving hint. Go to the dollar store, Dollar Tree, Dollar Schmaller, whatever you call it, and get, you know, a 4 or 5 pack of cheapo lighters for a dollar. They probably won't last as long as some other ones, but they'll be okay. You can't have enough cigarette lighters. One of the things, too, about everything we're talking about on this list, every one of these items is good for barter. You can, if you have 100 cheap Bic lighters, you're obviously not going to need 100 of them. You can trade some of those Bic lighters for some other things you maybe need. Because quite honestly, I don't know how many people are going to be able to take this list of 100 things and go out this weekend and like buy all of it, right? So there are going to be some holes in what you have, some gaps. And barter is a great way to take care of that. And Bic lighters are great. I'm a big fan of Zippo, like quality American-made lighters. Be sure and get the flints and the wicks, and you'll be golden. We are on 3 of 100. Believe me, we have plenty more to talk about. Get your top 100 list. Be thinking about it. Stick around, everybody. We're going to go through 4 through 100.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Hi, folks. Larry Elder here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 5 to 8 p.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? A new lineup, big signal, and a rapidly growing audience. If you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net and tell them Larry sent you.
Don't take no for an answer on your purchase or refinance loan. The Town Group is a family business of three sisters who all now live in our community. They've been turning no into yes since the big hair days of the 80s. If you're tired of being told no or tired of renting, call Melissa. Just because your situation is outside the box, don't accept no for an answer. You could be a homeowner for what you're paying in rent. Give Melissa 5 minutes to listen to your story and turn no into yes. Melissa will be there in person at your closing. Make it a yes day for your purchase or refinance. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move, or go to think-yes.com. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES, or go to think-yes.com.
Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Hello, Northern Colorado. My name is Travis, and I want to introduce you to Meet America. Meet America is a company that provides local families with the best locally raised dry-aged beef available. We can be reached at 970-759-9217, or you can email us at meetamericainc@gmail.com. Think local, eat local, stay local. meetamericainc@gmail.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Welcome back, Coloradans, and the many, many of you listening on the interwebs at 13. Welcome back to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I am Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 Show, and we are talking about the top 100 preparedness items you should have. And my pace is not awesome. We did three in one segment, and now I need to do another 97. So I'm going to read them as fast as I can. No, just kidding. If we don't get done with them all, we'll do them on a different show. Here's the bottom line. You can go and get the list for yourself, print it out, put little boxes by each number for your little check mark, and make it your inventory and shopping list, right? Place to get this list is prepping2-0.com, prepping2-0.com. homepage, and it'll say something like the new first 100 things to disappear after the SHTF. So we got through three of them. A little too much color commentary, but that's okay. Number four, seasoned firewood. Yeah, you need seasoned firewood. I know folks in Bosnia and also in the Siege of Leningrad back in World War II. They were cold and they needed fire, and they were busting up pianos and things like that that were very valuable just for the wood. Don't be that guy. Have some seasoned firewood. It's got to be seasoned too, just like wet logs don't do the trick. Number five, lamp oil, wicks, and lamps. Oh, goodness, yes. Boy, look at all the folks in the Texas thing a couple of months ago, that Texas ice storm, and they were all looking for lanterns, oil lanterns, and also there's some cool now propane lanterns, like Coleman makes them and others do. Check into those, because that propane lasts quite a long time. Got to have light, you guys. And as I said earlier, everything we're talking about on this top 100 list is barterable. And I make up a word every single show. Today's made-up word is barterable. Today's show is sponsored by the made-up word barterable. But you get what I mean. These are items that you could barter. Number six, tents. You're going to have more guests than you think, especially if you're squared away. You're going to have people coming and want to be part of your square-awayness. That's made up word number two for today's show, squared awayness. English language is wonderful. You can just make stuff up. It works out really well. But anyway, you get the picture. You're going to need tents. There's going to be refugees. There's going to be charity stuff that you're doing. There's going to be a million uses for tents. Tents are relatively inexpensive, too. But don't try to stuff them back into the package they came in. It's a known fact, a scientific fact. It's a matter of physics. You cannot get that tent stuffed back in that cute little box, little container it came in from China. You can't do it. Number seven, and this wins the No Duh Award for the list, top 100 list. Remember, this list is aimed at normal people, not people like us who already kind of know some stuff. Item number seven, the first place winner in the No Duh category, guns, ammunition, pepper spray, knives, clubs, bats, and slingshots. You can keep the bats, slingshots, clubs, pepper spray. Just go to the most effective thing there is, guns. Guns and ammunition, you guys know you already need it. Of all the things on the top 100 list, all of our good KHNC listeners out there are like, that's the one thing I got plenty of. So probably don't need more. Of course, never say no about that. Guns and ammunition, it's obvious why you need that. I mean, you're a KHNC listener. You instantly grasp this. Number eight is a favorite of mine, an underappreciated item. Manual can openers, not electric can openers. Manual, hand-powered can openers. So much food is canned, and so many people have no idea, especially, and I'm going to generalize here, so don't get mad. I know we have some younger listeners. The younger you are, the less likely you are to even know that food comes in cans or how to use a can opener. Using a can opener is not hard, but someone needs to show you. And you need to have a can opener, right? I think manual can openers are going to be one of the hottest commodities when the stuff hits the fan, because it's, I know this from experience, pretty hard to eat canned food without a can opener. I was lost once in the woods. Yes, it happens. Had all this canned food, and I forgot my can opener, which is probably why I'm such a preparedness freak right now, right? Because I was like, if I had one little can opener, I could have been comfortable. No, I was bashing a can of peaches against a rock and trying to drink the liquid because that's the only water I had. Did I have a water purification system? Nope, because I was a dope, and I've been a dope, and I know what it's like to be a dope, and I don't want you to be a dope. Manual can openers, you can get them for a buck at the dollar store. They last about 100 can openings, and then that little blade gets dull. Invest in a good KitchenAid, I think makes a great can opener. Get it on Amazon or hopefully at a local store, right? Get a good, sturdy can opener and get a bunch of them. Handing out, especially those dollar can openers, handing those out as charity items will buy you a tremendous amount of goodwill from whomever it is that you're giving them out to, and maybe they won't let a motorcycle gang attack you and steal all your stuff. You never know. It's great to have friends in a collapse, and a $1 can opener can do the trick. Cannot stress it enough. Get all you can. Go to garage sales. Get all the can openers you can. You can tell if it's an old-timey can opener because it's made out of steel and it actually weighs something in your hand. There you go. Sweeteners, number 9, such as sugar and honey. Americans eat a lot of sugar. Okay. When they're cut off from that because the trucks with the tank loads of corn syrup are not running up and down the highway, people are going to crave sugar. And honey. Honey lasts forever. Honey's really good on a variety of levels. So don't forget sweeteners and honey. A quick note about that, there's a lot of normal peacetime nutrition advice that's pretty good in normal peacetime conditions. Like, don't eat a lot of sugar. Don't eat a lot of salt. Don't eat a lot of fat. All these things make sense. It's cool. I don't quibble with that. In a collapse situation, sugar is your friend because it gives you energy. Salt is your friend because you're going to be working hard physically and you're going to be sweating a lot. And even fat is your friend because it's a great way to store calories. And your body needs fat, and you're going to crave fat. So take all of the peacetime nutrition advice that you've been given and throw it out the window and stockpile sweets, fats, and salts. And sometimes you get a food or some kind of snack item that has simultaneously all three, sugar, fat, and salt. That's pretty good stuff. Number 10, this is the runner-up for the no-duh category. Here we go, number 10, rice, beans, and wheat. Oh, okay, that's a good idea. Bulk foods, very inexpensive. They go quite a way, and you can feed a lot of people for very little money. There are a bunch of ways to store them. They're not complicated, but some thought needs to be put in them. I would say the best advice on how to store rice, beans, and wheat, I would just point you to the Prepping 2.0 show archives at prepping2-0.com. We've done a number of shows of some episodes like 44 and 46 and like 107 and 108. Anyway, they're in there. Go to the website, figure out how to do this, and when we come back, more in the top 100. See, I told you we're getting a lot out of this. Stick around.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
A new initiative known as the PAWS Act, written by radical left-wing extremists, is gaining traction to be put on your Colorado ballot. Initiative 16 is cleverly worded to manipulate urban voters unfamiliar with ranching into believing that they are banning sexual acts against animals, when in reality, the initiative is intended explicitly to destroy Colorado agriculture and ranching by making basic healthcare procedures illegal and other ranching practices unfeasible. Visit stoppause.org to learn more. Stoppause.org.
As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday edition, Open Forum with your host, Glenn Tate, the co-host of the Prepping 2.0 show right here on KHNC, where we talk about preparedness. And every single episode of Prepping 2.0, we include one item on the top 100 list of things that disappear the fastest. We're on number 11. Again, my pace is not very good. We won't get through all 100, but guess what? I guess we'll just have to do them on another show. Yay, because this is good stuff. Good stuff. Number 11. Here's something that folks don't really think about too much. Vegetable oil for cooking. Without it, food burns, and you often have to end up boiling things, and that's you're going to go through more vegetable oil than you think. Here's what you're thinking. I don't have a lot of vegetable oil at my house. We don't really use it that much. Okay. Well, when you go to restaurants, because a lot of Americans eat about 30% of their food in a restaurant or drive through or whatever deli counter situation, that's the national average. So we eat a lot of food, you know, outside of the home. It's prepared outside of the home. And they use a lot of vegetable oil. You just don't notice. You're like, oh, yeah, fried rice, that's really delicious. Vegetable oil. So you may not make fried rice at your house, but you're going to need to because you can't just go to, you know, the Chinese buffet or whatever during a collapse. So vegetable oil, one note about vegetable oil, you need to rotate it every couple years. It does indeed go rancid. I made the mistake when I was just starting chemotherapy of putting a big old spoon in some peanut butter in our preps that turned out to be 7 years old because peanut butter has peanut oil, which goes rancid. Took a big spoonful, threw that in my mouth. Nothing goes better with chemotherapy than rancid peanut butter, let me tell you what. So there. See, the cool thing about Prepping 2.0 is we make dumb mistakes, and then we tell you we made dumb mistakes, and then you don't make dumb mistakes. So learn from our mistakes. Number 12, charcoal and lighter fluid. You're going to be starting a lot more fires than you think. There are going to be a bunch of uses for this. You know, maybe there's that liberal neighbor of yours with the Biden yard sign. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Arson is not cool. Don't do that. Charcoal and lighter fluid, number 12. Number 13, closely related to gasoline containers, is water containers, probably more important than gasoline containers. Here's the thing. Right now, you just turn on the tap, water comes out, you have bottled water, blah, blah, blah. You're going to need street water. But see, water, and this is episode 90 of Prepping 2.0, which is in the archives, water isn't just like having water. That's one part of the system. Everything, almost everything in preparedness is a system. It has multiple parts. If one part is missing, you're not going to get the benefit of the other parts. Here's what I mean. So for water to really be effective, to get you what you want, which is water that you can drink or cook with or clean with, you got to have water, a source of water. Okay. Got to have a container because, remember, it's not coming out of the taps because maybe all the people at the water treatment plant, you know, aren't coming to work because the inflation rate is 1,000,000% or whatever. I mean, those sorts of things. So got to have a source of water. You got to have a way to water containers, things to put water in. It could be anything from 55-gallon drums that are specifically for water. You don't want to get a 55-gallon drum for cheap that held pesticides and then decide to use it as a water container. So spend the extra money and don't poison yourself and your family. You got to have a source of water. You got to have a container. Third thing, a way of purifying it, right? Or filtering it, whatever the case may be. And then fourth, you have to have a way to transport water because the odds are you don't have some artesian spring in your front yard and you're going to have to go and get water and bring it back. What is key for many of the parts of this water system, a water container. You have to hold it, you have to have something to treat it in, and you have to be able to transport it. Get some 5-gallon water containers, and again, they have to be water only. You can't mix and match these things. Don't save $5. I've seen this before on prepper forums. They're like, yeah, I got some of these 55-gallon drums, and I saved $5, and I really don't know what was in it before, but, you know, I saved $5. Oh, good for you. Very happy for you. You think you're being so smart? Everyone reading this thinks you're dumb. Don't do that. Number 14, propane heaters. There are these little, the Mr. Heaters, little buddy heaters, these little things you put one or more propane canisters on. They work amazingly well. They're on Amazon. Go to a local store if you can. Smaller little Coleman propane heaters. Once again, the folks from Texas a couple months ago will tell you how doggone important this is. You can't just light a fire every time. You may not have a fireplace. You may not have firewood. You may not have a chimney that works. There's a million things. These, I call them little buddy heaters, but it's actually the Mr. Buddy heaters. Really terrific stuff. Number 15, a grain grinder that is not electric. Some folks store grain. We're going to start doing this at our household. I can't believe we haven't yet. Well, I'm allergic to gluten, so I'm like, oh, wheat. Yeah, that's a big old sneeze fest waiting to happen. I'm not doing that. But we're going to get some wheat and a grinder, and it can't be electric for obvious reasons. You may not have electricity. Don't cheap out on a grain grinder. The really good ones are called Country Mill, Country Living, something like that, the word country in them. They're about $400. If you can't afford it, then I suggest don't get one, because the $80 ones, they're not stout enough. They're going to not work very long. So don't cheap out on grain grinders. You know, don't get them if you can't afford a good one. Number 16, propane cylinders. Heck yeah, the little one-pounders, the little barbecue size, or the big 100-pound tanks, whatever they may be. They go great with propane heaters. you can use your barbecue to cook stuff or to boil water if you need to. Not a terribly efficient use of propane to boil water with them, but it still works. They're little one burners, you know, that hook up to various size propane tanks. For the most part, propane tanks that are barbecue size and up have the same fitting, the same size. You know, you can get several appliances and they all work on the same thing. Stick around, you guys. We're going to give you some more good ideas, and then we're going to end with a positive segment that's always popular. Stick around, everybody.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
What's up, guys? I want to introduce you to EnviroShapes Concrete. This is a concrete company that is veteran-owned and supports the Wounded Warrior Project. It does concrete all over the northern Colorado area. Driveways, patios, steps, sidewalks, stonework, masonry. Call my friend Jay Allman, owner of EnviroShapes Concrete, at 303-775-7926 or email him at enviroshapes@gmail.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Good Old Open Forum Friday edition on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we are talking about the top 100 preparedness items that you should have because they go the quickest, and we only got to number 16. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry about that. I think what we'll do is we'll go through the other ones on subsequent shows because I think this is a really good, meaty, information-packed, practical set of things that you can do and you'll be better off. I need to note something. I've been listening to all these new ads in between the segments. I love it. KHNC is a unique and awesome institution. There are very few independent, trust me, I'm Prepping 2.0 is syndicated on a bunch of other radio stations. I understand the radio business pretty doggone well. KHNC is very different. It is independent and is not controlled by corporations and all that other stuff. And they, KHNC, are putting out all kinds of really cool content that you can't get anywhere else. I especially encourage people outside of Colorado to listen on the internet to KHNC. KHNC is special. It is doing something almost nobody else is doing, and that is getting information out from a variety of viewpoints. And that is reflected, the success of it, the fact that people want this information, by the amazing new sets of sponsors. KHNC started off with very few sponsors. It seemed like same sponsor, you know, a couple times an hour. Not the case anymore. Good on you, KHNC. You're doing something right. And good on you, sponsors, for sponsoring KHNC and helping KHNC. And in the process, you've got a bunch of listeners, especially in the Front Range area, who are listening to this and are going to be, you know, going to your business. Because there's some about conservatives like us, KHNC listeners. We're loyal. And when we hear an advertisement from a business on KHNC, we know that advertiser is one of us. And all things being equal, we're going to do business with people that are like us because we're tired of our money going to woke corporations that just put out a bunch of nonsense about how awful we are. But I digress. We are in the positive segment. That is the last segment of each one. Pretty simple message, pretty simple reason to be positive about everything. That is this, information. We have information, you guys. We have, for example, the top 100 list, right? It's right there. Go to prepping2-0.com on the homepage. It's on the right side. Click on this. Print this thing out for yourself. The reason I am so positive, even though the topic seems to be things like, you know, gas shortages and gangs and hyperinflation and all these other bad things, the reason I'm so positive is that you, the KHNC listener, are getting advanced information. You're getting this top 100 list before... For example, you're getting this list now, and you're seeing number 28 being gas containers, and you're like, well, that's a good idea. That makes sense. I can understand why I need that. You're not one of the dumbos that's filling up the hatchback with gasoline and trash bags because you have information, and it's free, and it's readily available. KHNC is free. No subscription cost. And it's free to go on to the Prepping 2.0 website and get the list. It's all free. It's all easy. Take advantage of it now, and don't be the dumbo with the trash bags full of gasoline in the hatchback. Speaking of hatchbacks, reminds me of vehicles. Reminds me it's time for Glenn Tate to ride on.
Don't you miss a little mud talking? Can't you hear them dirt roads calling? Telling you to come right on. Can't you hear them pine
trees talking? Talk to you next week, y'all. Take it
easy. Don't you miss a little mud talking? Can't you hear them dirt roads calling? Telling you to come right on. Missing me a dirt road and a beer between my knees. Staring at my rear view rolling through the pine trees. Deer tracks in the dirt. Good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there.
Have you always wanted to be on the radio? Do you have strong opinions or ideas that you think should be heard? Why not host your own radio show right here on the Roar of the Rockies? You'll be on the same station as Brian Kilmeade, Michael Savage, and Alex Jones. You can brand yourself as an expert in your industry and grow your business. Imagine telling your potential clients you have your own radio show. That gives you instant credibility. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The city and county of Denver is set to announce later today that they'll plan to move to level clear this weekend. That means everywhere will be open at 100% capacity without social distancing. Several other Colorado towns and counties like Weld and Douglas have already taken that step. Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties are all planning to go to level clear on Sunday. Officially, the state of Colorado's mask mandate is still in place. The state health department says it is reviewing new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on wearing masks. The latest guidance is that fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear them in most places. For now, the existing mask rules in Colorado remain in effect. Governor Jared Polis has said the state will be updating the mask order to follow CDC guidance shortly. Some organizations and businesses say making sure everyone is inoculated is a good health idea. Others believe that requirement would infringe on their rights.
The Aurora Public Schools announced earlier this week that all staff and faculty at its buildings will be required to have a COVID-19 vaccination before the start of the new school year in the fall. Medical and religious exemptions will be allowed, but simply not wanting to will not be considered a valid reason not to have the shots. Republicans in the state legislature are promoting a bill to block Colorado employers from requiring inoculations of workers and to prevent businesses from requiring them of customers. Representative Kim Ransom represents Lone Tree.
It seeks to shield individuals from forced vaccination by outlawing mandates and using private businesses as the long arms of the law.
That bill is not expected to pass either house of the democratically controlled General Assembly. I'm Jim Williams.
The Colorado Avalanche have the best regular season record in the NHL and have won only their third ever President's Cup. The team also clinched the top seed in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 5-1 win over the LA Kings last night. They'll play the St. Louis Blues in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game one will be on Monday night. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Now is the time to lower your mortgage rate. Even if the process takes a little longer, you cannot afford to miss out because you could save up to $1,000 a month without restarting your term. But only if you choose American Financing. Get started on your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Room to breathe, new mountains to explore, tucked away hot springs to discover is all waiting for you in Carbon County, Wyoming. Embark on a new Rocky Mountain adventure in the Old West. With recreation, relaxation, and room to roam, Carbon County, Wyoming offers a respite from routine as well as a reinvigoration of the spirit. Find all the ways to get your West on at WyomingCarbonCounty.com, plus lodging, events, and safe travel tips. Carbon County, Wyoming. Get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father, and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatened disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also to, for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DeHeboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. DeHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DeHeboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tehebo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is, you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain. Kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor. They get some more antibiotics. And in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic,
you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals. Everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew the dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I says, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She says, well, she says, you've never seen me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold it in his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and antiparasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea, because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? So, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years, and he was receiving a radiofrequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing to left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy, because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tejibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tejiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call, because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and my PSA level was 1,200. So now, I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as, you know, God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood
that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea. Once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first, or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best, but unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, in the informational booklets that you include whatever you order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course. She says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word T, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Tahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Pau D'Arco bark to make Tahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor. Sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Tahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Pau D'Arco Tahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You'll only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes, I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Tahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatened disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Tahibo Tea, the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here,
He consumed the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The Alex Jones Show, right here on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show, right here on KHNC.
1360 KHNC would like to remind you to not let your child ride in the back window while driving, like our parents did. This has been a public service announcement by KHNC.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Tomorrow's news today.
Zombie, man that stumbles and falls upstairs like some type of poltergeist, walked out yesterday from the White House without his mask on to do the little ritual of taking it off up on the stage. And the world just marveled, we're free. And he said, I'm giving you your freedom back. You've earned your right to smile. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't say right. He said the privilege to smile. Seeing someone's face, I guess, in Saudi Arabia or in North Korea because they're not in the death camp or in one of the Apple slave camps in China or here in America is now a privilege. We have that clip coming up for you today on this live May 14th, 2021 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. But here's really the big news. I got a lot of phone calls last night from cousins and family, and my wife asked me, once my daughter gone to bed at about 9 at night, the youngest daughter, she said,